Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Of all the weeks on the calendar, this is one of my favorites, that week between Christmas and the start of the new year. It's a time to look back at the past year's accomplishments, forward to the next year's plans, and a time to press the reset button if necessary. That's why so many people make New Year's resolutions. For us at the Montana Family Foundation, it's important to look back and assess the year's accomplishments. Whether the issue is life, marriage, education reform, or religious liberties, the name of the game is effectiveness, and in that regard, it's been a good year. It began with a legislative session back in January where we were able to pass restrictions on abortions, legal protections for pregnant women, and severe restrictions on human trafficking. Other bills came close, but in the end fell victim to the governor's veto pen. These included restrictions on sex education beginning in kindergarten, outlawing assisted suicide, and tax credit scholarships to allow students in danger of dropping out to find a school that works for them. Our greatest challenge continues to be the juggernaut of the homosexual movement backed up by the courts and the media. We won a major victory in the Donaldson case, but the ACLU quickly regrouped and refiled. Now we're fighting Donaldson 2.0, and the sad thing is watching mainline churches cave to the left and turn from God's word. If we lose this battle, it will severely curtail religious liberties, as entire passages of Scripture will be labeled hate speech. Looking forward to 2014, we face enormous challenges and opportunities. We will continue to battle Planned Parenthood and the ACLU in the courts on issues ranging from parental rights to religious freedom to abortion and marriage benefits for same-sex couples. We also heard that there will be a major push to overturn the Montana Marriage Amendment this year. 2014 is also an election year, and that means endless TV ads and mailboxes sagging under the weight of political mailers. And while all of these are challenges, they also present enormous opportunities. The debate on abortion and marriage gives us a chance to bring God's wisdom to bear in a culture that is spiraling out of control, is reaping the consequences of bad public policy, and can't seem to figure out what's causing the problem. The debate on school choice gives us a chance to evaluate Montana's 20% dropout rate and the one-size-fits-all model of public education that just doesn't work for some children. The elections give us a chance to evaluate the voting records of the incumbents and to replace those who don't share our values. These are all opportunities, but it will require hard work and dedication. As we move into 2014, we invite you to partner with us as we strive to make Montana a better place for our children and grandchildren. As you decide where to place your end-of-the-year tax-deductible gifts, we hope you'll consider the Montana Family Foundation. For 11 years, we've been your voice in the legislature, in the courts, and in the public forum, fighting every day for life, marriage, and religious freedom. It's a big battle, but it's a battle worthy of our best efforts. It's not an overreach to say that the fate of our state and nation literally hang in the balance. Please visit MontanaFamily.org and partner with us today. From all of us at the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi wishing you a happy and prosperous new year.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at MontanaFamily.org.